I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank it's my privilege to be with you here now.
And it's really a privilege to be with you here.
There in my home page in internet there is a picture where I'm preaching and Thomas is making interpretation.
En mi sitio de web hay una foto de Tomás y yo de hace 15 años atrás y él está predicando y yo estoy interpretando.
It might be 13-year-old or 14-year-old picture.
Como 13 años o 14 años atrás.
So I said yesterday evening to Thomas.
Entonces dije ayer a Tomás.
It's better to renew that picture there.
Es mejor poner nuevo foto porque ayuda el gordito.
So it's time to date it, just this time. And I was praying this morning, and Lord put my heart some words. We normally call it his mountain speech.
Normalmente lo llamamos su predica de la montaña.
And it is here in Matthew chapter 5.
Y está en Mateo, capítulo 5.
I believe that most Christians know this chapter and this mountain speech very well.
Yo creo que todo cristiano ha oído este sermón del monte.
But I will anyway point out some details from that chapter. Especially from its first verses. I'm reading here from the chapter 5, verse 10 verses. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he... Okay.
Viendo la multitud, subió al monte y sentándose, vinieron a él sus discípulos.
Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,
y abriendo su boca les enseñaba, diciendo,
blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Bienaventurados los pobres en espíritu, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Bienaventurados los que lloran, porque ellos recibirán consolación.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Bienaventurados los mansos, porque ellos recibirán la tierra por herencia.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Bienaventurados los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque ellos serán saciados.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Bienaventurados los misericordiosos, porque ellos alcanzarán la misericordia.
Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God.
Bienaventurados los limpios de corazón, porque ellos verán a Dios.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
Bienaventurados los pacificadores, porque ellos serán llamados hijos de Dios.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Bienaventurados los que padecen persecución por causa de la justicia, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos.
So Jesus went there up to the mountain and he sat and then he started to teach multitudes.
Entonces Jesús subió la montaña y se sentó y enseñó a las multitudes.
And there on the top of the mountain,
y encima de la montaña,
they can see far away like a landscape.
Uno puede ver de lejos,
all that nature around them.
Toda la naturaleza alrededor de ellos.
It was nice atmosphere there to hear his preaching.
Es una atmósfera hermosa en ese lugar donde predicó Jesús.
At the time he sat back the boat.
En otra ocasión, él estaba sentado en un barquito.
And multitudes were there at the seaside.
Y las multitudes conglomeraron en la orilla del mar.
And maybe his sound was heard very well because of that like an echo there.
Y su voz fue oído bien porque hay un eco sobre las aguas.
So Jesus was making very clear choice where he was speaking.
Entonces Jesús estaba muy claro en lo que él estaba hablando.
He want to be sure that people really hear his voice.
Él quería estar seguro que la gente podía escuchar su voz.
Because that time they did not have any loudspeakers.
Porque en ese tiempo no tenían
They have the one good place in nature to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I point something from this verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for this is the kingdom of heaven.
Quiero enfatizar el versículo 3. Bienaventurados los pobres en espíritu, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos.
What does it mean that we are poor in spirit?
¿Qué significa ser pobre en espíritu?
It means that we do not lean our own understanding.
Significa que no inclinamos sobre nuestro propio entendimiento.
We are leaning to Jesus Christ.
Estamos apoyándonos sobre Jesucristo.
And it means that we are weak in ourselves, in our own heart.
Significa que somos débiles adentro en nuestro propio corazón.
And it means that we do not have our own righteousness.
Y significa que no tenemos auto justicia.
We don't have self righteousness.
No tenemos ese justicia hecho por.
We have all the time the God's righteousness.
Pero tenemos la justicia de la cruz.
And I love very much the disciples' song.
Yo amo mucho la canción de los discípulos.
Who later became an apostle.
Quien luego vino a ser un gran apóstol.
And I read one verse, his life, it is here in Gospel John, chapter 21 and verse 20.
This is in Juan, capítulo 21, versículo 20.
Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved, Wallowing, who also had leaned on his priest at the supper, and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you?
Volviendo, Pedro vio que le seguía el discípulo a quien amaba Jesús, el mismo que en la cena había recostado al lado de él y le había dicho, Señor, ¿quién es el que te ha de entregar?
When we first read this, it is somewhere else also in New Testament that John was leaning against the Jesus chest.
Menciona en otra sección también que Juan estaba inclinando su cabeza sobre el hombro de Jesús.
When I read first time, I was thinking only that physical way that John was leaning. But then the Spirit of God started to speak to me. It has more deep meaning. John was thirsting and had hunger for God so much that he was ready to receive everything what Jesus was sharing. John understood in his heart that situation, that Jesus is here in the earth like the Son of God or the Son of Living God, that it is temporary hour. And he understood that it is his privilege to lean the chest of Jesus. He understood in his heart that this might be only some years. And then Jesus goes back to the heaven. And after that, I had to do all those things only in spirit. So he understood his privilege to lean the chest of Jesus. And I tell it to you like a modern language what it means. Maybe one day they were going from Jerusalem, for example, to Bethlehem. Then they had a coffee break. Or lunch break.
Or de almuerzo.
And straight away when the lunch or coffee break start,
y cuando empezaron de tomar el cafecito,
there came John.
Vino una canción, oh, vino Juan.
And lean his head against Jesus' head. So he was so thirsting and hungering God.
Él estaba tan sediente de la presencia de,
even during the breaks,
aún durante el tiempo de descanso,
he wanted to receive something from Jesus Christ. And tradition tells us,
that
they try to boil Apostle John.
Trataron en una ocasión hervir o echar Juan en un vaso de líquido hervido.
They put him in a big barrel.
Pusieron en un gran barril.
And barrel was filled with oil.
Y estaba lleno de aceite.
And they put fire under it.
Y pusieron fuego abajo.
And oil was boiling.
Y el aceite estaba hirviendo.
And still John was alive.
Y quedó vivo todavía Juan.
He was so full of love of God that they can't kill him, even boiling it in the hot oil. So it means he was poor in his own heart. He wanted to receive the riches of living God. And that means what it means to be poor in spirit. We have his love, that verse love in our heart, and we are doing according his plan. Then you go to the verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So it means many times there is mourning in our heart.
Muchas veces hay tristeza en nuestro corazón.
The Bible uses also the word sorrow.
También la palabra usa tristeza.
But God wants to take us through the mournings and sorrows.
Pero Dios nos quiere llevar a través del luto y la tristeza.
And we turn to the 2 Corinthians and chapter 7. There we see that there are two kinds of mourns or two kinds of sorrows which meet us. There might be even more, but this especially Bible mentions us these two kinds of sort of sorrow.
La Biblia en 2 Corintios capítulo 7 nos menciona dos tipos de luto y dolor.
And we point out there the verses 8 to 11.
Versículo 8 a 11 están esos versículos.
For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it. Thought I did regret it, for I perceived that the same epistle made you sorry, thought only for a while.
Porque aún os contristé con la carta, no me pesa, aunque entonces lo lamenté. Porque veo que aquella carta, aunque por algún tiempo os contristó.
Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer wrath from us in nothing.
Ahora me gozo no porque hayáis sido contristados, sino porque fuisteis contristados para arrepentimiento, porque habéis sido contristados según Dios para que ninguna pérdida padecéis.
Vocally sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but to sorrow of the world produces death.
Porque la tristeza que es según Dios produce arrepentimiento para salvación, de que no hay que arrepentirse, pero la tristeza del mundo produce muerte.
For observe this very thing, that you sorrow in a godly manner, what delights and produced in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication, in all things you proved yourselves to be clear in this matter.
Porque he aquí esto mismo de que hayáis sido contristados según Dios, ¿Qué solicitud produjo en vosotros? ¿Qué defensa? ¿Qué indignación? ¿Qué temor? ¿Qué ardiente afecto? ¿Qué celo? ¿Y qué vindicación? En todos habéis mostrado limpios en el asunto.
So there are two kinds of sorrow.
Entonces hay dos tipos de tristeza.
First one is the sorrow according to the will of God.
El primero es la tristeza según Dios.
I can describe it to you. It means that it's some sorrow which God has put in your heart.
Y significa que a veces Dios pone tristeza dentro de su corazón.
And it means it's the sorrow or mourn which God wants to be there in your heart.
Es porque Dios quiere estar dentro de su corazón.
I can take an example.
Voy a dar un ejemplo.
Maybe your son or daughter.
Quizás su hijo va a un doctor.
He's not Christian yet. He's not received Jesus yet.
The son is?
Yes, or no, daughter.
Su hijo es un doctor y no es cristiano.
And you have sorrow about that. Son or daughter?
Okay. Hija todavía no es cristiana.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Estoy aprendiendo Finland accent.
So it means that you are worrying because they are not yet saved. And God has put that sorrow to your heart.
Dios ha puesto esa tristeza en su corazón.
And this sorrow, this mourn,
y ese luto o tristeza,
is raising up intercession.
Está levantando intercesión dentro de ti.
So you lift up your daughter and
your son o su hijo
up there to the most high places in heaven.
A ese lugar más alto en los cielos.
And you cry out,
y tú estás
Lord Jesus,
orando al Señor,
have mercy for me.
Tenga misericordia.
Save my child.
Salva mi hijo, mi hija.
And that sorrow might be there many years.
Y ese tristeza y dolor puede estar ahí muchos años.
And one day your child comes home.
Y un día llega a casa su hijo.
Mommy.
Dice,
or daddy.
Mamá o papá.
I have received Jesus Christ.
He recibido a Cristo Jesús.
So there is the mourn according to the Spirit of God. And you receive the victory. Your child receives Jesus. So many times there is a mourn and mourning in our heart. That we understand to pray. And then we will get the prayer answer.
Y vamos a recibir la contestación.
And especially I hope that we Christians only will have this kind of mourn in our heart.
Yo espero que el cristiano solo tiene ese tipo de luto o dolor en su corazón.
But this verse 10, we are still here in the 2 Corinthians chapter 7, it tells that there is also other kind of sorrow.
Pero entendemos por versículo 10 que también hay otro tipo de dolor.
But the sorrow of the world produces death.
Porque la tristeza, según el mundo, produce la muerte.
So if we have in our heart the sorrow which comes from this world,
entonces si tenemos el dolor o tristeza según este mundo,
we have to do something for it.
Tenemos que hacer algo para ello.
We have to cast it out.
Tenemos que echarlo afuera.
It has no place in the temple of Holy Ghost.
No tiene lugar en el templo del Espíritu Santo.
Many times this sorrow takes that form that we have fear.
Muchas veces esta tristeza toma forma de temor.
Devil brings the fear.
El diablo predica temor.
Even many Christians are afraid, oh, if I will die.
Muchos cristianos todavía coquean si van a morir o no.
But those Christians who do not have sorrow of the world, they are not worrying when I will die.
Los cristianos que no tienen la tristeza del mundo no están preocupados si van a morir o no.
We are living everlasting life.
Estamos viviendo ya la vida eterna.
Yeah. Many times we think that everlasting life starts when we die.
Muchas veces creemos o pensamos que la vida eterna comienza cuando morimos nosotros.
But it is not that way in Bible.
Pero no es así en la Biblia.
When Lazarus died,
cuando Lázaro pasó, murió,
Martha discussed it with Jesus.
Martha, su hermana, lo discutió con Jesús.
And said that Jesus, his body is already smelling. My brother's body is still smelling, already smelling. And I know that he will raise up at the last day. But what was the Jesus? What was the answer Jesus gave to Martha? I am resurrection and life.
Yo soy la resurrección y la vida.
So it means that he commanded the body of Lazarus to come out from the tomb.
Y él mandó, ordenó que el cuerpo, que Lázaro saliera de la tumba.
Jesus gave any meaning about that the body was already smelling. That body was already smelling because he had been in the tomb. Because it was already about day. In that warm weather. Jesus didn't care that. He just said, "Roll beside the stone." And then he cried out. Lazarus, come out.
Lazarus, sal de ahí.
And so Jesus is resurrection.
Entonces, la resurrección
and, and everlasting life, it started
y vida eterna comienza
when you gave your life to Jesus.
Cuando tú rendiste tu vida a Jesucristo.
So we are living everlasting life now.
Ya tienes vida eterna, ya.
And if you have fear in your heart,
si tú tienes temor en tu corazón,
what is the medicine against fear?
¿Qué es la medicina en contra del temor?
If you are fearing when you will die,
si estás en temor de cuándo vas a morir,
if you have fear what will happen tomorrow,
si tú temes lo que va a pasar,
you are worrying how I will succeed my daily cost tomorrow.
Si tú piensas que ya no tienes plata para mañana,
the answer is the perfect love.
La contestación es el amor perfecto.
The fullness love of Christ.
Es llenura del amor de Cristo.
Because the Bible tells us,
porque la Biblia nos dice,
is there is that perfect love.
Hay un amor perfecto.
There is not fear at all.
No hay temor en el amor.
If we are full of first love,
si estamos llenos del primer amor,
there can't be any fear in our heart.
No puede haber temor en nuestros corazones.
How it can't be here anymore?
No puede estar aquí.
Because the temple is already full of love. It's full of love.
Está lleno del amor.
So there is any more room for fear.
Si hay lugar para, no hay lugar para temor.
And there is even not room for doubting.
Y no hay lugar para la duda tampoco.
Because the temple is already full of love.
Porque el templo está lleno del amor de Dios.
So there is no room any more other things.
No hay lugar para otras cosas.
So it's better to have only that mourn which comes according the will of God. It is right that you have mourn if you are praying for your children, praying your relatives, praying your neighbor. That mourn is right. But if there is the sorrow according this world, cast it out and open your heart, receive more love. And then his spirit is flowing over your vessel. Then we are still there in that main text, Matthew chapter 5, and we go to verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Bienaventurados los mansos, porque ellos recibirán la tierra por heredad.
The word meek.
La palabra manso.
Is very close to the word humble.
Es muy apegado a la palabra humilde.
It has a little bit different, however.
Es un poquito diferente.
I take an example. If we have a horse and we call it a sneak horse,
si tienes un caballo y lo llamas mi caballo manche,
and you ride with it,
y estás montado,
you sat above its back, you have a saddle there and you start to ride the meek horse,
y tienes su cintura, montadura, montura, y lo tienes puesto.
How you know that horse is meek?
¿Cómo sabes que ese caballo es manso?
You know it after some minutes when you have started your riding. You pull from the rope to left. That horse turns there. You pull right. Horse turns his head to the right and go to the right. And it never thump it back feet. Meek horse is never thumping with his back feet. Meek horse is always keeping his four feet on the earth, in the ground. So it means that kind of horse is trained to obey. And we are blessed if we are trained to obey Jesus Christ. And in Bible there is like a fruit for that. If we are trained, then there that meekness come up in our life. So we see. Of course, maybe we first go to Psalm 37.
Uno puede leer el Salmo 37.
And verse 11.
Versículo 11.
Psalm
37.
But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
Pero los mansos heredarán la tierra y se recrearán con abundancia de paz.
So if we are meek, we really inherit the earth.
Si tú realmente eres mansedumbre o sos manso, vas a heredar la tierra.
But its first meaning is not that you are inheriting some land area.
No significa que vas a heredar tierra así como una finca.
No. Its meaning is that you inherit something in spirit.
Porque significa que heredarás.
It means you bear fruit. Fruit for his kingdom.
Fruto para el reino de los.
There in Psalm 15, Jesus said that I'm fine, and you are branches.
En Juan 15, dice, yo soy la vid, ustedes los pámpanos.
And that fruit is hanging there in those branches. So fruit is in us. But it is not our own fruit. It is fruit of Jesus. Because he is the vine. But we are just the branches. But he said us that we go and bear much fruit. So this meekness, it brings up the fruit. It brings up the fruit which will remain. Not just here in the earth, but its fruit, final fruit is there in heaven. And Bible tells us that righteous is speaking still after his or her death.
Y la Biblia dice que aún los hombres justos hablan.
If we have meek and humble heart,
si tú eres manso de corazón,
there is still fruit when we go heaven.
Aunque moremos, todavía hay fruto.
Once I was driving home from one meeting.
Una vez estuve regresando a mi casa de una reunión.
Meeting was going very late.
La reunión se quedó muy tarde.
And maybe it was 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, estaba como dos o tres.
And I was hearing a tape in my car.
Y estaba manejando, escuchando un cassette.
There was a man from England.
Había un hombre de Inglaterra.
He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Él predicaba el evangelio de Jesucristo.
And then there is his brother from Finland who was making interpretation.
Y había un intérprete en la lenguaje finlandés.
When I had heard that message, maybe 15 minutes or 30 minutes.
Yo sabía que ese mensaje era de 15 a 30 minutes.
It came to my mind.
Vino a mi mente.
These brothers are in heaven.
Estos hombres están en los cielos, ya. Yeah.
But they are still speaking to me.
Pero todavía están hablando
during that day. They were still bearing fruit.
Todavía estaban dando fruto en sus vidas.
So God's Spirit raised up that Bible verse.
Entonces Dios levantó esa escritura.
The righteous is speaking still after his death.
Los justos hablarán aún después de su muerte.
So I want to point out how Joseph was bearing fruit in Egypt after his death.
Yo quería también mencionar que José daba fruto aún después de su muerte cuando murió en Egipto.
His fruit was very special.
Su fruto era muy especial.
I mean, after his death.
Después de su muerte.
What he said to Israel, people of Israel, before he died. What told Joseph? He commanded to take his bones when they leave out from Egypt. He made it very clear to people of Israel. When you leave out here from Egypt, be sure that you take my bones. Do not leave my bones here.
No, deja mis huesos en Egipto.
Take them with you.
Llévalos contigo.
And take them to place where my father and mother were buried.
Llévalos a la tierra de mi madre y mi padre.
Where are those bones so important?
¿Por qué los huesos eran tan importantes?
No. There was just bones. And so Joseph was in heaven. But what was the meaning of those bones? All the time when the people of Israel were talking about Joseph, bones. The Spirit of God was mentioning them, remembering them. There is coming a day when the slavery will be over. There is a new land for you. There is a promised land. And slavery will get over. So Joseph was bearing fruit.
José estaba dando fruto.
Many hundred years after his death.
Cientos de años después de su muerte.
Because he commanded, gave order his bones.
Porque mandó a llevar sus huesos.
So it's very important to remember if we have a meek heart.
Es importante si tú tienes un corazón manso.
There is still fruit after we have come heaven. By in Christ you receive this meekness.
En Cristo tú recibes ese mansedumbre.
We bear fruit still after our death.
Y dar fruto después aún de su propia muerte.
And then I read one verse from Hebrews chapter 5 and 14.
Voy a leer un versículo de Hebreos, capítulo 5, versículo...
Hebrew chapter 5, verse 14. But solid wood belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
No sé si estoy en...
Hebrew 5.
Oh, estoy en Hebrews. Right. Perdón. Yeah. Hebreos capítulo 5, versículo 14, dice: pero el alimento sólido es para los que han alcanzado madurez, para los que por el uso tienen los sentidos ejercitados en el discernimiento del bien y del mal.
So these people, their senses have been exercised to discern both good and evil.
Sus sentidos ya podían discernir entre el bien y el mal.
When we receive Jesus as our personal Savior,
cuando recibimos a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador,
next day,
el día siguiente,
there was just that gift righteousness.
Hay un regalo, don de justicia.
But when we learn more,
pero cuando aprendemos más,
there is coming up and raising up the righteousness of life.
Hay, está creciendo la justicia de la vida dentro de uno.
So it means that if our senses have been exercised,
significa que si nuestros sentidos han sido ejercitados,
it means there is the righteousness of life.
Significa que hay la justicia de la vida dentro de.
So we can separate what is good and what is evil.
Podemos separar lo que está bueno, lo bien y lo mal.
So his righteousness is here in you and me. If you are trained and you have meekness,
si estás entrenado y tienes mansedumbre,
you automatically know what is good and what is bad, what is evil.
Automáticamente sabes lo que está bien y lo que está mal.
And that means that we become fully trained.
Entonces venimos a ser entrenados completamente.
So God wants that we grow.
Dios quiere que maduremos.
Because solid wood belongs only to this kind of persons who are fully trained.
Comida sólida solo pertenece al maduro.
Yes. So we need this meekness.
Necesitamos ese mansedumbre.
That we can become fully trained.
Para que podamos ser entrenados completamente.
So let's be like that meek horse.
Vamos a ser como ese caballo.
With this ready to turn to left and we turn there.
Si Dios lo jala a la izquierda, nosotros vamos.
Ready to go right. So ready to go and follow Jesus.
Uno puede responder a
and then we turn back till still see some ideas from righteousness. It's there, the verse 6 there in Matthew 5.
Regresando a Mateo 5, versículo 6, dice,
blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Bienaventurados los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque ellos serán saciados.
So it means if you have hunger and thirst for righteousness,
si tú tienes hambre de ser y justicia,
we are living in the fullness of God's Spirit.
Estamos viviendo en la llenura del Espíritu.
And fullness of all kinds of godly things. All fullness for godly things in our heart. But it means that we have that same kind of attitude what the son had. Who leaned against the head of the chest of Jesus. It means that we are ready always receive more from Lord. And we are ready to grow more. But how it happens that we are ready to grow? It means that some things have to come smaller and smaller in our own life. Because the growth comes that way.
Porque el crecimiento viene de esa forma.
It becomes smaller and smaller. In ourselves. But God is coming all the time bigger and bigger. I visit to see a missionary, Finnish missionary in Israel. And he had done work there 50 years. Sharing Bibles there, Hebrew language Bibles.
Dando Biblias en hebreo.
And he sent freely Bibles all around the world. And when he sent his newsletter to Finland, he was not telling how many copies they have been sharing. He was writing that this year we have been sharing out so many tons of Bibles. Because God has blessed his ministry so mighty faith. He never talk any copies. He said, this year we printed so many tons this kind of language Bibles. But when I went to see him, he was already in the bed. Because he was 85 or 86 years old. And he could still speak with a weak voice. And those, what he could to say me was few words. He said to me, very weak voice, I'm nothing. Jesus Christ is all in all. Because he was so small, God could use him. He was nothing in himself, but God used him mighty way. So God calls us to be small, that he can be great God. Then I learned another thing in his working room. There was a room where his table. And he had done many years work in that room. He had been writing letters there in that room. He had been packing Bibles there and doing all kinds of things which belongs to his ministry. And then there on the wall in that room, his working room, there was a much bigger than this, there was the like a piece of paper, but a little bit bigger. And there was the text. Doubting in this room forbidden. When he did out his was working in his ministry, he put out all doubt.
Cuando él empezó en su ministerio, él echó todo duda.
He was living by faith.
Vivió por la fe.
And that's why he was sharing the fruit. So we see this thing from Hebrew 11. And verse
32.
Hebrew 11 verse 32. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets.
¿Y qué más digo? Porque el tiempo me faltaría contando de Gedeón, de Barak, de Sansón, de Jefté, de David, así como de Samuel y de los profetas.
Who drew their weight, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped at the mouths of lions.
Que por fe conquistaron reinos, hicieron justicia, alcanzaron promesas, taparon bocas de leones.
Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in the battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
Apagaron fuegos impetuosos, evitaron filo de espada, sacaron fuerzas de debilidad, hicieron fuertes en batallas, pusieron en fuga ejércitos extranjeros.
What they did everything by faith.
Lo que hicieron, lo hicieron por la fe.
They put beside doubting.
Echaron la duda.
And they were not living for this world.
No estaban viviendo de acuerdo a este mundo.
They were living for the kingdom of God.
Estaban viviendo para el reino de Dios.
Their mind was always those things which are above.
Su mente estaban puestas las cosas arriba.
They turned their face these earthly things up to the above things, those we are human.
Cuando enfrentaron las cosas de la tierra, tenían su vista en lo de arriba.
Even to Joseph there in Egypt, he turned his face to the other direction. The wife of Potiphar tried to let this man of God fall in sin, but he turned his face beside. What was his answer to this when wife of Potiphar was asking him to do sin with her? He said, I can't do that things against my God. He knew it very deeply there in his heart. Any kind of sin in his life will destroy that deep relationship which he has with living God. So all kind of sin is breaking that deep relationship what we have with God. So God has called us to live holy life and put beside the sin and keep our mind those things which are above. Because all kind of homes what we have here, they are temporary. One day comes the fire and they all has gone because they are earthly things. But God's will is that our mind is there, those things which are above, those heavenly things, godly things. And there above we are bearing that real fruit. So Joseph understood it very deeply, Faye.
José sí entendía profundamente lo que
if I fall in sin,
si yo me caigo en pecado,
it will stop my ministry.
Puede parar mi ministerio.
So we go to the chapter 7, still there in Matthew 5.
Entonces vamos a otra vez a Mateo 5, versículo 7.
And verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Bienaventurados los misericordiosos, porque ellos alcanzarán misericordia.
God has been merciful for us.
Dios ha sido misericordioso.
He sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary.
Morir en la cruz en Calvario.
So he expects that we also are ready to be merciful.
Él también espera que nosotros estemos dispuestos a ser misericordiosos.
There can't be real fruit without God's mercy in us.
No puede haber fruto en nosotros sin la misericordia.
If we had hardness in our hearts,
si tenemos dureza en nuestro corazón,
we can't bear real fruit.
No podemos dar fruto real.
God's roots is buried by the mercy.
Dios obra fruto a través de misericordia.
And we see something this from the James.
Vemos eso en el libro de Santiago.
James chapter 2. Same chapter 2 and verse 13. Well, judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
Porque el juicio sin misericordia se hará con aquel que nos hiciera misericordia. Y la misericordia triunfa sobre el juicio.
So if there is not God's mercy in our heart, so we are still under the condemnation. We are still under the law. But if there is God's mercy,
pero si hay la misericordia de Dios,
and we are bearing the fruit of mercy,
y estamos dando fruto de misericordia,
so it will bring us the victory.
Nos traería la victoria.
Here is the word triumph.
Esa es la palabra triunfo.
It's very close to the word victory.
Es la palabra victoria.
So let's be merciful.
Entonces, por favor,
that we will bear real fruit.
Tengamos misericordia para dar fruto.
And we are, if we have mercy,
si
we are not under the judgment.
No estamos bajo el juicio.
We are under God's blessing that
estamos
time.
Bajo la bendición de Dios.
So we have to be put beside all hardness.
Tenemos que echar todo dureza.
And the Bible warns us,
la Biblia nos advierte,
do not judge each other.
No juzgas.
God has called us to bless each other.
Más bien bendiga el uno al otro.
And help our sisters and brothers to grow up.
Y ayuda a nuestros hermanos y hermanas a madurar.
But many times there is a wrong attitude.
Pero muchas veces hay actitudes equivocadas.
People are pulling down each other.
La gente está jalando para abajo el uno al otro.
But God's mind is raised you up.
Pero en la mente de Dios es un levantado.
But you are not under the judgment.
No estás bajo.
You are under the mercy.
Estás bajo.
You are under the victory.
Sobre el,
we are singing so mighty way that we are more than conquerors.
La Biblia dice que somos más que conquistadores.
And if we have God God's mercy, we are really more than conquerors.
Si tenemos la misericordia, si somos más que conquistadores.
So real fruit is coming through meekness and through merciful mind.
Fruto real viene a través de mansedumbre y misericordia.
There is no real fruit is there if we are missing meekness, righteousness or merciful.
No hay fruto si hay falta de misericordia.
If these things are not there,
si estas cosas no están ahí,
there is still man bearing his own fruit.
Queda el hombre tratando y dando su propio fruto.
And walking after his own righteousness.
Y caminando en su propio fruto.
But God's righteousness, it brings this kind of fruit. And then we still read some verses from that Matthew chapter 5. We go to verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Bienaventurados sois cuando por mi causa os vituperan y os persigan y digan toda clase de mal contra vosotros.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Gozaos y alegraos, porque vuestro galardón es grande en los cielos, porque así persiguieron a los profetas que fueron antes de vosotros.
And if you go to preach the gospel in Africa,
si tú vas a predicar el evangelio en África,
and you are beside the street preaching there,
y estás al lado de la calle predicando,
and then there start the persecution,
y la gente viene a perseguir,
and there comes start to come bananas against you.
Y empiezan a tirar bananas en contra de cristianos tomales.
But what happened to Paul?
Porque pasó con Pablo.
There start to come stones
traían y echaban piedras
against him. And very well we understand when there comes persecution from this world.
Cuando empezamos a entender que la persecución viene de este mundo,
we understand it.
Entendemos.
And we agree with it.
Y estamos de acuerdo.
But then there is another kind of persecution.
Pero hay otro tipo de persecución.
It comes through your brothers and sisters.
Viene a través de sus hermanos y hermanas.
And it's much more difficult to deal with it.
Eso sí es difícil de entender.
So we turn back to the life of Joseph.
Regresamos a la vida de José.
He had a vision from the Lord.
Él tenía una visión del Señor.
God was showing him.
Dios estaba mostrándole.
And all his brothers.
Y todos sus hermanos.
And even his mother and father, will come to like kneel before him, because he saw a dream. And what happened? His brothers start to hate him. First they decided to kill him. But Reuben had still some mercy. And said, do not kill this young guy. Put him into the well. And then there came those Ethiopian businessmen. And they took Joseph to Egypt. And Jacob was thinking, my beloved son is dead. And he had a great sorrow. And he had to live with sorrow many years. All those years before that famine time came. When all grain was eaten in the promised land. And they had to come to Egypt. To buy the grain. So, brothers of Joseph, they had deep anger against their younger brother. But what was it really anger against their brother? Maybe not. It is much more against that what God had been speaking to Joseph. Because he told openly the dream he had seen. After that, raise up the persecution. So it means when you receive vision from the Lord, you receive your call, you start moving spirit, and you have received the meekness, and you have merciful in your heart, there start to raise up the persecution, there comes jealous spirit, like envy. Jealous spirit and envy. They are raising up against you. And it's hard to go to true. It's hard to go to true. Because it's come through your sisters and brothers. But if you have really meek heart, you can go through that, like Joseph did. Joseph had to go in the well. Then he had to go to the prison because he was not ready to make sin with the wife of Potiphar. He was innocent there in prison. Because he obeyed God. He had to go in prison. But what happened there in prison? The leader of that prison put all prisoners under the Joseph. So it means that Joseph was the real boss in the prison. Original boss was only like the doll boss. Doll boss. Like the
exactly. El real jefe era como un títere dentro de.
What does it mean? Doesn't matter if you are in your spiritual life under the prison.
No importa si en tu vida espiritual estás en el cárcel.
There might be hard fights, some things in your life. But if you have same mind what Joseph had, anointing is working. It was anointing what was doing that work there in that prison. So he had so meek heart. So merciful heart. That he could bear fruit even in prison, inside the prison. And then there came the day when they brought him up to see the Pharaoh, because Pharaoh had seen those dreams from the seven cows and seven goats.
Llegó el día final que llamaron a José, porque Faraón tuvo dos sueños indicando de las vacas flacas, vacas gordas y espigas grandes y espigas.
What I want really to say to you, if you found in your heart, in your life, bear much fruit, you have to agree that there will raise up persecution also through your brothers and sisters. This happens also in New Testament church. Because always among us there are Christians who have carnal mind, fleshly mind, and that's why they can't understand. So because we can understand God's ways only through His Spirit, and we have carnal mind, we can't understand the ways of God. And if we have that carnal mind, it brings the jealous or envy to our heart. When God is blessing our brothers and sisters. But what does the life of Joseph teach us? If you have called from the Lord, anything in the world can't stop to you, go on. Joseph was going all the time on by the mercies of God. He raised up from the well. By the mercies of God, he came out from the prison. And finally, by the mercies of God, he was the real leader in Egypt. So I encourage you to go through the whole way of God. I don't know where you are now. Are you in well now? Are you on your way to Egypt? Or are you way in prison? Or are you already in the fruitful ministry? But doesn't matter where you are just now. There is God's call in your life. And He is with you. And He helps to you go on. He has set you that you will bear much fruit. And that fruit will remain. He has called us to bear fruit, which will remain. Don't let there be any pleases in your heart for temporary fruit. Fight for the real victory. Where you are still bearing fruit after your death. Those who had faith there in the Hebrews chapter 11, They were fighting all the time. And they went from victory to other. Because they had that meek heart. They had merciful heart. And their attitude before the Lord was right. They wanted to go all the way with Lord Jesus Christ. They never give up. Doesn't matter how much there was persecution. They wanted to go on. Never stop. Go on with Jesus. Be ready to come small. That God can be great. And godly things will increase in your life. Go on by the mercies of God. Do not care about persecution. God's ways is to bless those people who persecute us. And if you bless, we will inherit the blessing. And then we read some verses from chapter 5, Matthew, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
Vosotros sois la sal de la tierra, pero si la sal se desvaneciere, ¿con qué será salada? No sirve más para nada, sino para ser echada fuera y hollada por los hombres.
You are the light of the world.
Tú eres la luz del mundo.
A city that is set on hill cannot be hidden.
Una ciudad puesta sobre la loma no puede ser escondida.
Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in their house.
Ni se enciende una luz y se pone debajo de la mud, sino sobre el candelero y alumbra a todos los que están en la casa.
Let your light so shine before men,
así alumbra vuestra luz delante de los hombres,
that they may see your good works,
para que ven vuestras buenas obras,
and glorify your Father in heaven.
Y glorifica a vuestro Padre que está en los cielos.
So I hope and I will believe,
espero que creen,
that you still will have salt in you when Jesus Christ is coming back. Keep salt in you every day. How you keep that salt in you or in me? Salt is in us if we are every day ready to grow with Christ.
La sal queda en nosotros si todos los días estamos dispuestos a crecer en Cristo.
If we are ready to come more or less,
si estamos dispuestos a mendar,
and God is more bigger,
y Dios se
mende, there will be salt.
Va a haber sal.
But if we stop to grow,
pero si paras de crecer,
we lose our salt.
Perdemos la sal.
And then it is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. So we are like that city there on the top of the hill. When there is evening and there are lights, you can see it very far. If you are full of glory of God, people come to see you. They come test you. And when they test you, they say God is good. And they are ready to repent. Because that fruit there on the branches of vine, is it in us? And they come to test you. And if you are full of godly things, they will repent and give light to Jesus. And if your sister or brother has fallen in sin, but you are still working on with your righteousness path, it helps them to repent. Because Bible said doesn't matter if there were 1,000 beside you or 10,000 your right hand. It encourages us, still go on. If your sister or brother falls in love to this world, it do not give your permission to do the same thing. You have still to be stand up and go on, because God has called you to be an example, your brother and your sister. Doesn't matter if all fall down in sin beside you, I still encourage you to go on in this holy day. Pull Lord Jesus up into the end. Never stop to follow Jesus. Be every day ready to come more or less. That God will be more great. And then we see something here, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Vuestra luz delante de los hombres para que vean vuestras buenas obras y glorifiquen a vuestro Padre.
What are those good works?
¿Qué son estas buenas obras?
It's not speaking about my works or your works.
No estamos hablando de tus obras y mis obras.
It is talking about what the anointing is doing.
Está hablando a lo que la unción de Dios está haciendo.
It's talking about what Christ is doing through you.
Está hablando de lo que Jesús está hablando.
We can't have any good works in us.
No podemos tener buenas obras por,
by ourselves.
Por nosotros.
Only goodness what we have
solo bueno
is Christ in us.
Cristo en nuestro corazón.
So I encourage you to find those good works which the Spirit of God is doing through you.
Te animo de encontrar esas buenas obras que el Espíritu de Dios está haciendo a través de ti.
And only under the anointing
y solo bajo la unción,
you can do those good things. Man in his own mind do always wrong things. The mind of Adam never can walk after Jesus. If we have the mind of Adam, we go beside. You go beside from the real path. But if you have the mind of Christ, we will go on. And those good works which we do under the Spirit of God, they bear much fruit. And the Bible teaches that you all have the anointing from Holy One. There can't be Christians among the congregations who says that I don't have anointing. It can't be true. Because the word says you all have anointing from Holy One. So it means there is anointing for every single Christian to do work and bear fruit and have these kind of good works which are the fruit of the God's Spirit.
Eso significa que todo cristiano puede tener la unción para hacer esas buenas obras que Dios ha dicho.
So there is anointing for your life.
Hay unción para su vida.
To bear much fruit.
Para dar mucho fruto.
And he wants that your fruit will remain. Don't let there be pleasingness in your heart.
No permite que haya
for temporary fruit.
Fruto temporal en su vida.
Seek so much God. Seek so much God's will and His face that you will bear fruit every day. And when you one day go to heaven, there is much fruit left here in the earth. That you will leave your children, not just your physical children, but also your spiritual children. You will leave them an fruitful inheritance. That's our promised land. To leave here a fruitful inheritance when we go to heaven.
presencia.
So I encourage you to bear fruit.
Les animo a dar mucho fruto.
And when you go to heaven,
y cuando llegues a los cielos,
and you come and meet Jesus there,
y cuando tú encuentres a Jesús
ahí, you take your crown off your head,
tomas tu corona sobre su cabeza,
and you put it beside the Jesus' feet, under the Jesus' feet, beside the feet. And you said, here is the crown you gave me. And what is God's expectation, what that crown will be, looks like? Bible teaches us that righteous, he who wins souls. Every soul you bring into the kingdom of God is a star in your crown. And when you one day bring it crown back to Jesus, I want to believe with all my heart that your crown will be full of stars. That fruit is this final fruit.
This is the fruit of final.
That people will find Jesus as their personal Savior. I hope there will be much stars in your crown. I tell you a story during the Roman Empire. There was even in the Bible's time when it was the letter to Romans was written. There was a heavy and strong persecution against the Church of Rome. And some area there in that big empire, there comes also winter, and the lakes will be covered by the ice. And Roman soldiers, they made a hole there to the ice. But that time they were not wishing. They put Christians to that hole. And they kept them there 15 minutes. And then they ask, are you ready to deny Jesus Christ? And then they get 30 minutes. Is there anyone who has changed his mind? And finally, they were very close to death. Maybe there were 10 or 15 Christians in that hole, the cold weather. They were very close to their death. And finally, one said, take me up. I'm ready to deny Jesus Christ. And same time when he said, I'm ready to deny Jesus Christ, the centurion who was leading that operation, God opens his eyes to see the spiritual world. And he saw how there were angels coming to bring crown all those martyrs. And there one angel was bringing also crown for that Christian who denied Jesus Christ. And when that centurion saw that in spirit, that there was also a crown for that one. But he or she denied Jesus Christ. So he couldn't receive that crown. The centurion did a very quick decision. He jumped there into the hole of the water with those dying Christians. and said, Lord Jesus, I want that crown. That other denied it, but I want it. I want to come to your kingdom. And he stumbled there and died. So he received the crown. But there in his crown, there was only one star. His own life. But it's better to be there in heaven with only one star in your crown than be there at all. But God wants to bless you more stars to your crown. I encourage you to be faithful up to the end. And we will pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to your holy presence. We thank this day you have made. And we will rejoice in it. And we thank you have glorified your name this night, this day. And I ask, Lord God, touch everyone's heart to be meek, to be full of mercy, to be full of righteousness, to be full of first love, that there is any more room for fear, any more room for doubting. Fill these vessels, overflowing your love, and let there be only that moan which according your will. And we cast out all kind of sorrow which come from this world. And we are ready to put beside all kind of worldly life. And help us to see the sin like Joseph saw in Egypt. I can't do that bad thing. It will destroy my relationship with the living God. Help us to put beside all sin this day. And with our holy blood, we cleanse all sin. We thank that there is a life of repentance. We are living because we have repent. And tomorrow we will live because we will live under the repentance. That we have the mind that we are ready to correct our mistakes. Lord Jesus, you see all hearts here. I ask, pour out your spirit. Pour out your power. Help them burn your fire. Help them be under your call to go all over the world. Raise up missionary in this congregation. Pour anointing to be missionary. To go all over the world. Pour out anointing to win souls. That when this Christian one day comes before you in heaven, that they will have, their crown will be full of stars. Pour out the anointing of wisdom, where they have ability. That they have ability to bring souls into your kingdom. And pour out your gifts. Open hearts to receive gifts of spirit. Your spirit is sharing them according your will. But open these hearts to receive, and help interpret that fire. That someone will start to speak with new tongues. Who have never spoken before. There are new tongues for you. There is fullness of spirits for you. Just open your heart to receive. In the name of Jesus I proclaim. Receive the fullness of spirit just now. Receive. It's there. There is God's fire upon you. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. We thank healing miracles. Hallelujah. We command all weakness to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All pain out there from the back, we command. All problem in the left knee, we command to go. And there's no pain anymore. Hallelujah. There is some lady who has a problem down there in your stomach. And there is God's power upon you. And you will be healed. You just touch his garment. And you will be healed. Do not see other Christian around you. Just touch his garment. Like that lady in the Bible who was bleeding blood. But when she touched the garment of Jesus, the blood bleeding was stopping. And that blood bleeding is stopping in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will be healed. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. You will be sorry and gladding you. Hallelujah. 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 And I see that here is someone who has weak eyes. You can't see very well. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we proclaim, let there be sight. Full sight for those sight. In the name of Jesus. All blindness out in the name of Jesus Christ. Full sight for your eyes in the name of Jesus. Receive full sight. Hallelujah. 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 There is healing power upon you. You will just see him and you see his glory. Hallelujah. Just believe and you see his glory. Hallelujah. Because those good works are his works. Hallelujah. They are fruit of his anointing. Hallelujah. We are nothing but God is great. Hallelujah. We are small and God is big. Hallelujah. 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 And Lord God, lift up all kind of prayer subject there in before you there in most high places in heaven. Hallelujah. Whatever is there in man's heart, we lift up them all. They're in most high places in heaven. And we thank our God has a hand which can point every Christian's life. And our God has an ear which has already heard all your prayers. He memorized all your prayers. And word says that righteous just cry out. And Lord God immensely gives him an answer. There is answer your prayer. It is taking place. There is answer your prayers. Just believe. Never give up. I bless you to go and bear much fruit. And I will pray that your fruit will remain. And I will pray when you go heaven, you will live here in the earth. Righteousness, inheritance, fruitful inheritance. May God help you. to bear so much fruit that when you go heaven here in earth is righteousness inheritance, fruitful inheritance by His mercies, by His meekness, by His righteousness. Hallelujah. And may God help you, those brothers and sisters who persecute you like they persecuted Joseph. May God give to you to mind to bless them and forgive, but also bless those who persecute you from the world. Bless and forgive, and you will bear much fruit like Joseph did there in Egypt. Doesn't matter if you are under the prison, there is anointing upon you. God has called you. He has pointed you that you go and bear much fruit, and He wants your fruit will remain. Be blessed, be strong, be faithful up into the end, because there is coming a day you will see your Redeemer base by base. Now you see like from mirror, but if you are faithful, there comes a day you will see your Master base by base. See Him like He is. Be faithful, be strong, and go all over the world and remember the Great Commission. Lay your whole life on the table and pray, Lord God, here I am. I'm ready to go wherever you want to send me. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Help me to go. Give me the ability to go. Help me to burn your fire. Help me to cast out all demons. Help me to win all carnal minds. Help us to forsake all kind of earthly life. And help me to lift my sight. Things which are above. Hallelujah. And we give all glory to you, God. All glory to you. Amen. Amen.